Good afternoon. You're listening to KMHM 104.1 FM. It's time for a message from God's Word titled The Way It Ought to Be, brought to you by Pete Hornbuckle. Get your Bibles and be ready to dig into the Word of God this afternoon on The Way It Ought to Be with Pete Hornbuckle.
This is Pete Hornbuckle with The Way It Ought to Be. Who will solve the earth's problems? Do you know? If you would like to know, then keep listening. I will tell you from the pages of your Bible. I will not only tell you who will solve the earth's problems, but I will tell you from the pages of your Bible how he will solve the earth's problems. Let's turn back to Jeremiah 31, verse 31, and begin to see what God is going to do, how he is going to solve the earth's problems. Verse 31 of Jeremiah 31. Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah, not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day that I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt, my covenant which they broke, though I was a husband to them, says the Lord. Now, just in case you aren't familiar with this covenant that God is speaking about here, he made the covenant with Israel, which the tribe of Judah was a part of the house of Israel at that time. He made the covenant with them that they would obey him, that they would keep his laws, his statutes, and his judgments. And when you understand it, actually be the example of the entire earth for other nations. God says, my covenant they broke, even though I was a husband to them. And another place in God's word, he says, I was married to you, Israel. So God is telling us here that he treated ancient Israel and Judah, as it came to be, of two nations, but originally one nation. He says, I treated you like a true and a loyal and a faithful husband would a wife, but yet you broke my covenant. You went astray. Verse 33, but this is a covenant that I will make with the house of Israel. After those days, says the Lord, I will put my law in their minds and write it on their hearts, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Now, when God made the original covenant with the house of Israel, or ancient Israel, he didn't give them his Holy Spirit. He didn't even offer his Holy Spirit to them. Only a few, from the time of Adam down to this day, has God really given his Holy Spirit to. But God is saying now that he is going to give Israel, the house of Israel, his Holy Spirit. In other words, God is also saying, as we'll find, that he's going to give his Spirit to all flesh. In Joel 2, verse 28, tells us God will pour out his Spirit on all flesh, but he's going to begin with the house of Israel when Christ returns. Now, on the day of Pentecost was the first or the former fulfillment of this prophecy, when God poured out his Spirit on his church in 31 A.D. on the day of Pentecost. Now, verse 34, and they shall teach no more every man his neighbor and every man his brother, saying, know the Lord. For they shall all know me, from the least of them unto the greatest of them, says the Eternal. Now, I think you'd have to agree with me that everyone doesn't know God today, do we? But God says there's a time coming when everyone will know him, and he's going to do it by and through the power of his Holy Spirit. He goes on to say here, I will forgive their iniquity and their sin, I will remember no more. And he's speaking of the time that Christ returns back to this earth to set up and establish the kingdom, the government, and the throne of God on this earth, and to rule this earth with a rod of iron. Yes, God is speaking of the time that Christ returns to deliver this earth from annihilation, and Israel and Judah, the little nation commonly called Israel today, from the land of slavery and captivity. At that very time, Satan will be deposed, and Christ will establish his government, his kingdom, on this earth. You don't have to be one in slavery at the time of Christ's return. You can be one that will be born right into the family of God if you will repent and become converted. That is, changed from the way that you naturally are to the way that Christ is. God said, let this mind be in you, which also was in Jesus Christ. And that is accomplished by your understanding what sin is, that it is the breaking of God's law, the Ten Commandments, in the letter and in the spirit, and then repenting and being baptized for the forgiveness of sins, as the Bible tells us, and then receiving the Holy Spirit, which God says he gives to those that obey him. Yes, this is good news, And that is good news that is coming to this earth. But first, we are going to learn a hard and a bitter lesson that our way, the way that seems right to man, doesn't work. We could learn that way now from God's Word and secular history and from observing the present and the pressing problems this earth has. So we had better rejoice in the fact that Christ will return and solve our problems. Man isn't going to solve his problems, because all of our problems are spiritual in nature. Now you need to perk up your ears and listen to this. All of our problems are spiritual in nature, and mankind is carnal in nature, and the carnal mind can't solve problems that are spiritual in nature, which are brought on by carnal mankind breaking God's spiritual laws. That's why God says that he is going to pour out his spirit in our heart and our mind and write his law in our heart and our mind. This will be done after Christ returns and deposes Satan and his demons and takes their influence from this earth for 1,000 years. Notice what it says in Revelation 20, verses 1 through 3. Then I saw an angel coming down from heaven, having the key to the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand. He laid hold of the dragon, that serpent of old, who is the devil and Satan, and bound him for 1,000 years. And he cast him into the bottomless pit and shut him up and set a seal on him, so that he should deceive the nations no more till 1,000 years were finished. But after these things, he must be released for a little while. As long as Satan is running loose, this earth will have its problems. Christ was born to become king over this earth. We can begin to read of that and understand that in Luke 1, verses 30 through 33. Luke 1, verses 30 through 33. Then the angel said to her, "Do not fear, Mary, or do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David." Now, where was David's throne at, my friends? Well, it was right here on earth. David ruled over the house of Israel for 40 years, Judah for 7 years, and then the house of Israel, the remainder or the rest of Israel, for another 33 years. God is telling Mary here, or the angel is, that he will rule, that Christ will rule over his father's throne, David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and his kingdom there will be no end. Yes, God's kingdom is coming to the earth, and he is going to rule and reign over the entire earth. Notice John 18, verses 33 through 37. John 18, beginning in verse 33. Then Pilate entered the praetorium again, called Jesus and said to him, "Are you the king of the Jews?" Jesus answered him, "Are you speaking for yourself on this, or did others tell you this about me?" Pilate answered, "Am I a Jew? Your own nation and the chief priest have delivered you to me. What have you done?" Jesus answered, "My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, my servants would fight." Now notice Christ is telling us plainly that this is not his kingdom in the day that we're living in. This is Satan's kingdom. Satan is ruling this earth today. But Christ came to qualify to replace Satan, and he did do that. And he is going to return. Says, "Then would my servants fight, so that I should not be delivered to the Jews. But now my kingdom is not from here." Makes it very plain that that wasn't the time, and today isn't the time for Christ's kingdom. But it is going to come soon, my friend. Pilate therefore said to him, "Are you a king?" Then Jesus answered, "You say rightly that I am a king. For this cause I was born, and for this cause I have come into the world." Yes, Christ said that he was born to become a king, and he came into this world to become a king. "I have come into the world that I should bear witness to the truth. Everyone who is of the truth hears my voice." So Christ is coming to this earth to rule and to reign over the entire earth. Notice in Revelation 11 and verse 15, very plain that Christ is going to return and sit on the throne of this earth. Revelation 11 and verse 15, "Then the seventh angel sounded, and there were loud voices in heaven saying, The kingdoms of this world have become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever." pretty plain, isn't it? That God's kingdom and God's government is coming to this earth, and he is going to rule the nations. My friends, this is the one that will solve the problems of this earth. Yes, Jesus Christ will solve the problems of this earth. When Christ comes, he isn't coming back as a docile little lamb or a babe in the manger. He's coming back in all the power of God the Father. He's coming back with power and authority. Yes, the throne of Christ will be on this earth, ruling all nations with a rod of iron. His kingdom is going to be this earth, and his government will be on and over this entire earth. You may prepare to be a part of that government of God. If you will, may God help you to understand. Notice in Revelation 19, the 19th chapter of Revelation, beginning in verse 5. Then a voice came from the throne saying, "Praise our God, all you his servants and those who fear him, both small and great." And I heard, as it were, the voice of a great multitude, as the sound of many waters, and as the sound of many thunderings, saying, "Alleluia, for the Lord God omnipotent reigns." Yes, speaking of the time that God sends Jesus Christ back to this earth to reign over this earth, to depose Satan, as we just read. Verse 7 says, "Let us be glad and rejoice, and give him glory, for the marriage of the Lamb has come, and his wife has made herself ready." Yes, as I said, God was married to ancient Israel. God said he divorced them, and it took a death to do that. Jesus Christ died so that he could legally marry his bride, the church, when he comes. It says, "And to her it was granted to be arrayed in fine linen, clean and bright, for the fine linen is the righteous acts of the saints." Then he said to me, "Write, blessed are those who are called to the marriage supper of the Lamb." And he said to me, "These are the true sayings of God." Yes, blessed are those that are called to the marriage supper of the Lamb. My friends, I see my time is just about up. We'll pick this up in a future program. Keep listening, and we'll prove to you from the Bible who is going to solve the earth problems, get into it more deeper, and how he is going to solve them. In the meantime, if you'd like to understand more about this topic and about God and Christ and the kingdom of God coming to this earth, request our free booklet, "Why Were You Born?" and our free article, "The World of Tomorrow." All you need to do to receive those booklets is just call us toll-free at 1-800-611-8080 and ask for your free booklet, "Why Were You Born?" My friends, this will tell you why you are on earth, why you were born to begin with, and it will tell you where you are going. And as for our free article, "The World of Tomorrow," which will give you a glimpse into the way it's going to be once Christ sets up the kingdom and the throne of God on this earth. Call us toll-free at 1-800-611-8080. There's no charge. There's no obligation. Your booklets have already been paid by our faithful co-workers and donors. You may hear this program also on WXAN, 4 p.m. weekdays, Ava, Illinois. Well, this is Pete Hornbuckle. Thanks for joining us today, and we'll see you on the next program with "The Way It Ought to Be."
We hope you enjoyed today's program, "The Way It Ought to Be," brought to you by Pete Hornbuckle and the Churches of God Outreach Ministry. Tune in every Monday through Friday at 3:30 for another program of "The Way It Ought to Be." You're welcome to meet with the Marble Hill Church of God 7-Day Fellowship every Saturday afternoon at 2 o'clock. They're located on County Road 300, just one block from the Cat Ranch. That's the Marble Hill Church of God 7-Day Fellowship, located on County Road 300, meeting every Saturday afternoon at 2 o'clock. And tune in again Monday through Friday at 3:30 for "The Way It Ought to Be" with Pete Hornbuckle and the Churches of God Outreach Ministry.